and now. As parting words on resistance to what is, be aware that what you resist out of fear, you draw to you. Maybe it's the way energy works, or maybe it's karmic, but what you resist, you need to learn about. So you draw the subject of your resistance back into your life to give yourself another opportunity to learn. So, if you resist your mother-in-law, she's probably in your face all the time. You fear maybe that she'll make you feel uncomfortable, or take up your wife's time, or ask you to fulfill her expectations. Conservatives resist liberals, and vice versa. Some heterosexuals resist homosexuals, and vice versa. You get the idea. One race resists another. One religion resists another. Dualities, dualities, dualities. Often, dualities are expressed in personal viewpoints, as in the case of those who use profanity and those who don't. The person who seriously resists four-letter words constantly finds they are exposed to others expressing profanity. Their very resistance manifests their exposure to four-letter words. What you resist out of fear, you draw to you. And from the perspective of reincarnation, you become. What you resist, you will become. If you can't learn through love and wisdom, eventually you'll reincarnate as the source of your resistance. That way, you'll directly experience the consequences of your attitudes and actions. What better way to learn? So if you resist another's lifestyle, and/or you resist a particular race of people, consider the possibility that you might reincarnate someday as what you resisted. Here's another related concept about things in your life that you find unacceptable. And when I say unacceptable, I mean anything you're unwilling to tolerate. Now, I'm talking about things that directly affect you, opposed to some of the unacceptable aspects of society. So close your eyes, if it's appropriate to do so, and take a few moments to consider any unacceptables in your life, anything directly relating to you that you consider unacceptable. Do this now while I'm quiet for a while. Be clear that these unacceptables are a personal issue only because you give them power. And you give them power by the way you've chosen to view them. You certainly don't have to give up the unacceptables in your life, but you'll suffer as a result of each one you cling to. Each unacceptable will continue to upset you as long as you hold on to it, and as long as you try to push it away. To free yourself, simply accept the unacceptables. To try to change things is usually a waste of time. It seldom works, and often just makes matters worse. So, accept what is. Make it all right to say yes to the way things are. All right. Open your eyes, and again, make some notes about this process and how a change in viewpoint can affect your life in positive ways.